30 years ago this year, the Convention on the Rights of the Child came into effect. While Australia's 5.5 million kids mostly live happy and healthy lives, a new scorecard out today recommends more than 80 changes that governments could make to fulfil the treaty commitments and improve the living standards for the nation's poorest and most disadvantaged kids. Megan Mitchell is the National Children's Commissioner. She spoke with me a short time ago. Megan Mitchell, thanks for talking to AM. Your agency surveyed 22,000 children and spoke with 450 in coming up with this report. Do kids feel like they're being heard?
Oh, well, Sabra, that was one of the areas where they felt that was least true for them, being able to have a say. They also felt that they couldn't get access to accurate information and that they weren't always treated fairly. Those were the rights that were least true for them.
Your report finds that 1 in 6 children lives in poverty. The rate of kids in out-of-home care has increased. 1 in 5 parents say they can't afford medical treatment for their children. How can this be the picture in modern-day Australia?
Well, our report, which is a scorecard, a little snapshot of how we're going in meeting the rights of children that we've promised them under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, does show that most kids in Australia grow up happy and healthy, but there are significant groups of children who don't do well, like those you've talked about. And we really need to be doing much, much better for those children. Some of the data in the scorecard is pointing in the right direction, but for many children, we need to work much harder to wrap around strategies and plans to ensure they're lifted out of poverty, that we reduce the rate of homelessness of children and that we stem the flow of children into the care system.
You've found that the National Disability Insurance Scheme is failing some children. How and how urgent is it that it be fixed?
Well, some children do benefit from the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and that's a great thing. But there are really a lot of concerns about its implementation, that some younger children in particular are screened out of the system or don't meet the eligibility criteria. And whereas in the past they were accessing services, they're now not accessing services.
Yeah, I think you found that a significant number of children with hearing problems aren't being covered.
And children with FASD as well, fetal alcohol syndrome, and they're not covered as well. There are many areas on the autism spectrum also that aren't covered under the disability scheme. And so we really need to be looking at ensuring that all children who could benefit from the scheme do benefit from the scheme and their families.
We heard on AM last week about 35 children in the child protection system in Victoria who took their own lives. Another report on the Northern Territory found its system of child protection was flawed and uncoordinated. They're terrible indictments, aren't they?
Well, I'm very concerned about children's mental health and our incapacity to meet their anxieties and address their mental health needs. Suicide remains the leading cause of death for Australian children aged between 5 and 17, and that equates to at least one child taking their lives every week and more than 13 admissions to hospital every day. It's absolutely shocking. It's such a tragedy that young lives are being lost in this way. And there's more than 13 admissions to hospital every day as a result of self-harming. I don't think the public understands the enormity of this issue for children. We really need, you know, targeted mental health services for children at a much earlier age.
You want a children's minister, I think, federally, to give children a voice on issues like this, better services for mental health, and to give them a voice on things like climate change. Have you spoken with the Attorney General about that?
Well, I've transmitted my report, my full statutory report to the attorney a few weeks ago. So, and that recommendation is not a new one. So the attorney is aware of the recommendation that we need a national plan for child wellbeing mapped against the key domains of the Child Rights Convention and given senior support from government and all governments across Australia. That's the only way we're going to have any meaningful coordinated effort to change the lives of very vulnerable children in our communities.
The Commission's made more than 80 recommendations in this scorecard. None of it is binding on any government. Some might say it sounds like the Commission is a toothless tiger. How will this bring about change?
Well, I hope people can use this scorecard to advocate for some of the recommendations in it. I think it does give a good overall picture of where we're at and the things we're doing well and where we need to do much more for kids. It really is a collective responsibility of the Australian community to get behind the recommendations in this scorecard.
I'd like to ask you about the Australian children being held in a detention camp in northern Syria. Their extended families in Australia would like them repatriated here. Are you satisfied with the government's stance on this? Is it doing enough to protect these children and bring them back?
I think we need to. I understand the government's, you know, concerns about security, but these are children. They didn't choose to be there. They're innocent victims of adult actions. And I really think we need to be working much harder to bring these children back to Australia so that they can have a good life.
Should the government be working harder on this?
I believe they should. I understand that they are working on it, but I think we need to get those children out of there as soon as possible. That's no life for these kids.
Megan Mitchell, thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you.
And Megan Mitchell is the nation's Children's Commissioner.